In our previous year, we began a discussion of the concept that's introduced in our Gemara of Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. And it's interesting to point out that according to the way we learn our Gemara, it's the opinion of Rameya that we say Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. It's not the opinion of the Rabbanim. Yet, the Achronim ask that we find in other areas of Halacha that we do follow the concept of Kol Oisa Adas Rishonu Oisa. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph teaches us that if somebody put away, you know, a big part of Masechta Shabbos talks about Shiurim. How much are you chayiv for carrying on Shabbos? Says the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph, forgetting about all the Shiurim, if somebody put away a certain amount of any item, by putting away that amount of that item, he's showing that that amount is choshev to him, and therefore if he carries it out, even though when he carries out this item, he doesn't remember why he put away such a small amount, we say that since he put it away at one point and showed by putting away this small amount at that time, that that small amount is choshev to him, we say, Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa, and therefore he'll be chayiv for carrying it. So the Achronim ask, here in our Gemara we're learning that Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa is only the opinion of Rameya. And they were saying that everybody seems to hold the concept of Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. If you want to make the question even stronger, there are stiras in the halacha of the Rambam. Here the Rambam doesn't pass in Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. And there he does. Some once say that you can't bring a raya from Hilchos Shabbos, because Hilchos Shabbos, there it's totally in Chshivas. It's not totally in Amaisa. Chshivas is established by putting it away, showing that that's choshev to you. That's a vart from the Brisker Rav. And therefore, even if you forgot why you put it away, you forgot that you were machshev it, it remains still choshev. Another explanation could perhaps be suggested based on what we discussed in our end of our previous year, that we say Hilchos Pigel work entirely different, because we see that by Hilchos Pigel, Rashi's opinion, you have to say it. Mela, Hilchos Pigel may be different. But what many Achroinim suggest, the Keren Oirah and other Achroinim, want to suggest that even if by an Aveira we don't say Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa, by a mitzvah we say Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. That if somebody does something, we're sure his intention was Al Das Rishona to do it properly. And in fact, there's a raya that we say by mitzvahs, Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Oirach Chaim Simen Yud Dalet Sif Beis Paskins Hita Yisrael Tzitzis Bebeged. If Yisrael put tzitzis in a beged, B'loy Kavana, without any Kavana, Im Ein Tzitzis Acherim Tzuyim Lach Sheroi, if there are no other tzitzis available, Yesh Lusmach Al Rambam Shemachshir, you can rely on the Rambam that says even if you put tzitzis without kavana, avalo yivarech alav. Says the Bir Halacha in Simen Yudalid, the Divrei Maskil b'loy kavana. But let's say if somebody put the first strand of tzitzis on the beged with kavana, and the rest of the strands he didn't have kavana, there everybody will agree that you could put on the tzitzis, because there we say Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. The question is, here in our Gemara, we're saying that we don't say Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. Only Rameya holds that way. And there we're finding that the Mishnah Berurah is passing Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa. But according to the way we're explaining now, it's very gishmak. Because Kol Oisa Al Das Rishona Hu Oisa In our Gemara, a discussion is by an Aveira. It's a discussion by Pigo. But when we have a discussion of a mitzvah, it could be that we can rely on Kala Isa, Adas Rishayna Hu Isa. Not only that, but the Masham and Chalik Dalet Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, quoting our Gemara says that even if we say Kala Isa, Adas Rishayna Hu Isa, or we don't say Kala Isa, Adas Rishayna Hu Isa, said the Gemara that if Rameya, where Rameya holds Kala Isa, Adas Rishayna Hu Isa, but let's say somebody had a Machshavas Pigel by the first Rika, didn't say anything by the second one, and then had one by the third Zrika, the halach is that we don't say Kala Isa, Adas Rishayna Hu Isa. Why? Because if we wanted to rely on Kala Isa, Adas Rishayna Hu Isa, if that's what we wanted to rely on, then that's what this person was relying on, why do you have a new Machshavas Pigel by the third Zrika? That's the opinion of the Gemara Rava we quoted in our previous year. Says the Masham, that's only by an Aveira. So the fact that we see that he had this Machshava by the first, and did not have this Machshava by the second, and then had it by the third, is an indication that he didn't want to do the second Zrika the wrong way. And because we don't assume that people want to do an Aveira. But let's say, says the Masham, we'll have such a circumstance. Let's say we'll have such a circumstance by a mitzvah. Our case that we just spoke about tzitzis. I put on the first one with a machsheves pigel, with a machsheves lishma, the second one not, and the third one, the second one he didn't say anything, and by the third one, again, he had a machshava lishma. Says the Masham, it could be there, we will say that the fact that he had the machshava again, the correct machshava by the third one, is not an indication that the second one was not done properly. Because it could be it was done properly, just the reason he didn't, because we assume that a person that does a mitzvah does it right. The Masham over there is discussing an interesting shaila. He's discussing the situation where Seifer wrote tefillin, and his meaning is that when he writes the shame, he says that he's writing it l'shem kedushas Hashem, l'shem kedushas tefillin. And as he wrote one of the shemais of the tefillin, he got confused, and he's saying doing it l'shem kedushas Hashem, l'shem kedushas mezuzah. And after he wrote the Yud of the Shem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, he remembered, oi, I'm writing tefillin. And the question is, what's going to be the status of this tefillin? So he quotes a Shaila of Tshuva Space Shloima that said that since when he started writing the tefillin, he had in mind L'Shem Kedushas tefillin. So we say, Aldas Rishon Hu Oysa. And therefore, even though he made a mistake and he said L'Shem Mezuzah, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he started with the proper machshava. In fact, if you look in the Masham, in that Shuvah, he says another svara why he's maker. He says, what's unique about the shame? What's unique about the shame? He says, what's unique about the shame is that the shame, as you understand, represents the highest level of Kedusha. So yes, there could be differences in the level of Kedusha between tefillin and mezuzahs. But we can't say there are differences in the level of Kedusha by a shame, because a shame represents already the epitome of Kedusha. So if a shame represents the epitome of Kedusha, so the fact that I had in mind that it's going to be a shame of tefillin, or I had in mind that it's going to be a shame of mezuzah, is immaterial. It's also interesting to point out that there are poskim that take a more lenient approach in general regarding the shaila of tzitzis, because they say that the fact that somebody's putting tzitzis on his beged, that is the biggest raya that he means l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Because otherwise, why would you be putting tzitzis on your beged? And that's why the Ksav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer say, as long as the person doesn't articulate that he doesn't mean l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it's fine. So of course, as the Mishnah Brura and Siman Yudalid, Sifkot and Ches, teaches us, L'chatchila, the person who's putting the tzitzis, should say beferish, that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, but there are chroinim that suggest that if he didn't say it, it's going to be acceptable. L'chatchila, to wear even for bracha. Moreover, as we learned now, if you said the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis before you put the Tzitzis into the first corner, even if afterwards, say the Achroinim, and we'll discuss this more in our next year, that you stopped, you didn't finish putting on all the Tzitzis, you started putting on the Tzitzis, you said the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, and then you had to go away, you put in the Tzitzis in one corner, and then after Hesach Adas, you resume putting tzitzis into the tzitzis, then the halacha will be that it's still going to be kosher. Why? Because we can rely on the original l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, because we could always say, as we're learning by mitzvahs, everybody agrees that kol ha'oisa das rishonu oisa, and moreover, the poskim say that let's say I'm the one that's putting on the tzitzis, but there's somebody standing next to me and I'm relying on him, on his saying l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that is also acceptable l'halacha.